The tension is building, the excitement is palpable. Tonight is the night when families around the country and abroad will gather in front of the television to watch this year's Late Late Toy Show. It promises to be a jam-packed, three-hour festive extravaganza that will lift the hearts and minds of the nation in this most extraordinary year. Eilidh Sheehy has this report. Snow is falling.
This is the whole essence of the programme. Old people, like me, and older again, like parents, will be allowed to be young again. It's almost like a free pass to kindness and innocence for 3 hours on a cold Friday night in November in the middle of a pandemic. Who wouldn't want to climb into that snow globe and escape?
Ryan Topperty inviting people, young and old, to join him for a fun-filled, magical Late Late Toy Show tonight. Viewers here in Ireland and across the globe won't be left disappointed. The show will feature two musical performances from Ryan and children from around the world, accompanied by a very special guest singer, will join together for a special one-off performance.
The theme this year is Roald Dahl and the wonderful world of Roald Dahl. And he kind of understood a lot of things about children and childhood. And that is very often that childhood is not always easy. So it's a perfect fit for us this year because it hasn't been easy for children. So what children can expect is all the colour and all the sparkle and all the joy and all the fun and all the excitement.
With just 12 hours to go, it's hard to contain the excitement. These children in Drogheda have been outlining their plans for tonight.
I like when the kids show the toys. Everyone in school has been saying that they're looking forward to it.
I finish up my dinner, get into my jammies and start watching with my mammy, my brother, my dog and my daddy.
What do you want to see on the toy show?
Tractors, trucks, cars, football. I'd love to be on the toy show.
I like that now they'll be videoing people. Like maybe they might have their mom and dad on it and maybe their dog. I'll be putting a Christmas jumper on my dog for the toy show.
We're going to have matching pajamas with my mom and my sister and we're going to eat treats and see what toy we like. I'm hoping to see our generation doll and LED lights.
I've written my letter to Santa, but I haven't sent it. So if I see a toy at the toy show that I like, I could add it to my list and then send my letter. I love Ryan Tuberty's Christmas jumpers.
The Christmas jumpers, they're appalling. The number of jumpers will range from 3 to 4. Maybe throw in a shirt. That's what a fox is made for. Then there's the actual Fantastic Mr. Fox outfit itself, which involves plenty of whiskers and indeed a tail. There's another big song and dance number in the show that we've never done before, a second one. And that involves another costume change entirely, which brings us back to another magical era from Hollywood.
Last year, Irish people from over 100 countries tuned in to watch the toy show. It has become a bit of a tradition for Limerick native Lisa Neville, who will be tuning in with her husband Dara and their children Gerard, Mara and Darcy from their home in New York.
We're here in Yonkers in New York. It kind of keeps you close to home, really, when you watch the toy show, especially being gone now nearly 10 years. Every year, my friend back home in Newcastle West, she sends over the Late Late Toy Show pajamas for the kids. And we put them on like when we're watching the toy show and we have popcorn and they have juice boxes and stuff.
Gerard, what would you hope to see on the toy show?
Dinosaurs and sea creatures. Jingle bells, yeah, on the way, on the snow. Happy Christmas, everyone.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. Come true. Oh,
And that lovely preview of what's in store tonight on the Late Late Toy Show after the 9 o'clock news from Eilish Sheehy.